Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. God bless you, Bishop Poole. We are here again, and we thank God for you and you. Ask you to call a friend and tell a friend the Doctrine of Truth is on the air. We appreciate your call, and we always desire to have the truth from a grassroots level, that all listeners may call in and share their biblical experience, that we can grow thereby. Father, we thank you right now, oh God, what you're doing. We thank you, God, for what you're going to do. And, Lord, we ask you to look upon each and every one. Because, Lord, we know you're able to do everything but fail. And we bind Satan's hand. We bind him on the things that he's trying to do, because you said in your word there's no weapons form prosper. And we thank you, oh God, that you keep your word. And we thank you, Lord, that you look upon each and every one of your word. He watches over your word. In Jesus the Christ we pray, amen. God bless you, and welcome again to Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. We're always here, amen, discussing biblical experiences and the word of God from a grassroots level. Amen. We can't give you a certificate, but we come that you can. Proverbs 27:17 says that iron sharpening iron, that a man will sharpen his consciousness of his friend. We sharing our experiences and our revelation, amen, that will help you and strengthen you. Amen. Proverbs 24:6 says, by a multitude of counselors there is safety. Amen. You hear things, and Jesus said also in the book of Matthew, the 18 and 19 verses, there were two or three touch and agree, amen, and where you have two or three, amen, witnessing to the right thing, I'm paraphrasing now, amen, he said, amen, my word can be established. So when two or three people come across the same or hear the same wording or same experience, amen, you can be able to grow. And that's our whole initial effort here on Doctrine of Truth, amen, that we come in the studio, amen, and those of you that came in the first time haven't been experiencing the wonderful work God is doing here, amen. When we ask you to call in, amen, you continue to listen and you like to share, amen, your testimony or vision or dream. You push one on your phone, amen, and you continue to talk. Then when you finish, amen, continue to listen. Continue to listen. Amen. We won't call your name. We only give out your area code and your last four digits. Amen. For right now, we always set foundational scriptures on the subject, and then we open up the studio for comments or questions. Amen. So the subject we're discussing, amen, is coming from the book of Revelation, the 21st chapter, and we're going to read here. Amen. Two or three scriptures more from the book of Revelation. Amen. The 21st chapter. Amen. And John says, the Apostle John writing, I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth was passed away, and there was no more sea. I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adored for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. And God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all the tears from their eyes. There shall be no more death, neither shall sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And as he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the foundation, the fountain of water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. The fearful and unbelieving and the whoremongers, the murderers, the abominable, the sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake, which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And we're looking at the eighth verse here. Amen. He said that all liars, and here is the subject, all liars are sin. All lies is sin. All lies is sin. Amen. We want to come from the biblical perspective because of the fact, you know, it seems as though this is one of the common, I guess, well, it's a lie. It is out there, amen, among people, amen. There's all type of lies, amen, all type of lies. And people feel that what the world says, amen, is not harmful. It's not harmful. Amen. But not according to the Bible, because there are many biblical principles, amen, that is dealing with, amen, the truth. Dealing with the truth. And this is why you find, amen, the Apostle John was saying, amen, that all liars, amen, shall have their part in the lake of fire, which is the second death. Now, we have to understand that, you know, what the scripture says, amen, according to the scripture, amen. And this is what the doctrine of truth we strive to give you what God says, and we're working from what the Lord is saying, because we live and move. Jesus said in Matthew's 4th chapter, he was saying that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen. And we find here, amen, and also in this chapter, amen, that the Bible is saying, amen, he God himself, amen, he is true, amen, truth. God word will not come back void. God's word will not come back void. Amen. In Isaiah, amen, Isaiah said he sent out his word, amen, and it does, and perform whatever he sent it out to do. And also Revelation 21, amen, and 5 that we've finished reading, but these words are true and faithful. These words are true and faithful. Why is it so, amen, that according to scripture, we base this back again on what already has been written, amen, according to the scripture, the Gospel of St. Luke, Amen. In the Gospel of St. Luke, in the 24th chapter, amen, in 24th chapter, and we find here Jesus, they was talking to Jesus in the last days concerning, amen, Jesus was explaining the things that had to happen to him and why it was happening, amen. And Jesus said, amen, St. John, St. Luke, 24th chapter, and the 44th verse, and he spoke these words unto them and spoke unto them, excuse me, while these are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which was written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me. And he opened up their understanding that they may understand the scriptures. Amen. So Jesus came in the scripture was written. Amen. Not only in the law of Moses, in the Old Testament, the prophets, amen, Ezekiel, Isaiah, amen, all the major and minor prophets, the psalmists, amen, concerning him. Amen. So those that fight against the old basic foundation, the history of what Jesus had done and why God sent his son and why the Bible consists of the old history, amen, the old covenant, amen, the Old Testament and the New Testament, amen. There's not but one story through the whole Bible, amen. That's the coming of Jesus Christ as redeemed man, amen. But it has, amen, all the history, the foundation, amen, how man had fallen all down through the 42 long generation. So it behooves you to make sure you have the correct Bible, have the correct writing, the correct translations. Amen. Study, because we are studious people. Christians are studious people always. Amen. Learning the scriptures, following the Bible. Amen. Isaiah said, line upon line, precepts upon precepts. We live and move off of what God says. We live and move and off of his promises. So it's very important. God does not lie. He does not lie. He does not. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Hebrews 13:8. The Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. Hebrews 13:8. How he's the same yesterday, because of the fact, amen, he is the word of God. He's the word of God. And we live and move off the word, amen. In Gospel according to John, the first chapter, in the 14th verse, he said, the word became flesh, amen. In Hebrews, the word became flesh, amen. The word of God, amen. He became, the word came flesh. Gospel according to John 14:1-14. And dwell among us, and behold his glory and the glory of the only begotten of the Father. Amen. Jesus is the Word. He's the Word. He is God in the flesh. He's in God in the flesh. So now, to discredit, amen, what he says, discredit what he says, amen, is a sin. It's a sin. Discredit what he gave out. Amen. Amen. There are many religious leaders today. Amen. They tried to discredit God's word. Israel, apparently, even in Jesus' days, was criticizing the way Jesus had cast out devils. Amen. And we find Matthew's 12:24, and Jesus was saying here, if this fella does not cast out devils, but by Beelzebub, the Pharisees were saying, but by the prince of the devil. And Jesus answered and said unto them, and if Satan cast out Satan, he's divided against himself. But if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God has come unto you. Amen. Matthew 12:26-28. Amen. This is a warning. Amen. When people see what God has done, amen, and it is blasphemy, amen, it's unforgivable parting. You have to be careful what God has done, and you take what God has done and you start calling it evil. Amen. Many people have done things unaware of that type of sin, but there are some out there always out trying to discredit God. Amen. Discredit the real church. And they talk against the Holy Spirit, talk against God's work. And this is a sin. This is a sin. And there's an unpardonable sin. Amen. There's an unpardonable sin. That's what you call blasphemy when you ask, when you say what God has done is evil. Amen. And that's what Jesus was correcting the Pharisees about. Jesus had set up a foundation, amen, a teaching to whereby you can prove out, amen, what a lie is and where the foundation of the lie come from. Amen. In Matthew's John Gospel, the 8th chapter, the 44th verse. Amen. And Jesus gave him the source of all lies. The source of all lies. He said, and he informed the Pharisees, that you are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abhorred not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he spake a law, he spake of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. 44. Now we're going to give out just one more, a couple more. Amen. The type of lies. Amen. All type of lies. We have to be careful. Amen. Some areas in which there's a lying spirit. Amen. Must emphasize that some people are possessed with a lying spirit. They might not know about it. Amen. But they are involved in it and not sure. Amen. Old wise tales, superstition, gossiping, backbiting, false prophets, false teachers. Amen. Strong delusion are what you call deception. And it's a form of a lie. It's a lie. Amen. That's what happened in the Garden of Eden when Adam and Eve was deceived. They was deceived, and it was a lie. It's a deceit. So there's all levels of lying. Amen. Amen. And if you're not sure about anything, it's best not to say it. And best not to say it, because lies and words can hurt people. Amen. False teachers today. Amen. Jesus said in these last days, there be many, be not deceived. That's a lie. Amen. Deception is a lie. And he was saying that in these last days, and a lot of deception going on. Amen. A lot of deception going on. And Jesus went so far. Amen. Not necessarily pinpointing people, but he was saying all in these last days be many deceivers, many liars, many deceivers. Amen. They'll be coming. Amen. Many liars are coming. Many deceivers in these last days. And Jesus said that be not deceived. That's Matthew 24. Amen. And 4. When the disciples asking him about the signs of his end time coming, when he's coming. Amen. There's some doctrine or teaching that Jesus already been the second time. And that's a lie. That's a lie. Amen. No man knows when he's coming. Amen. God has not revealed yet when he's to anyone. But there are signs. Amen. This is a signs. And Jesus said in 24, Matthew 24:4, he said, Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. For many will come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. Christ is the Messiah. Amen. Jews were looking for the Messiah. Amen. He's the Savior. Amen. So, to boil it all down here, and we want to always get ready to open up the studio. Amen. In order to be saved, in order to come to Christ, amen, you have to, amen, ask God into your life. Romans 10, very familiar, you find Romans 10, 9, the confession, amen. God, amen, one of the elders of the church said God is big on confession, amen, confession, amen. God takes what you say out of your mouth, and if you believe it in your heart, same thing with water baptism. Paul was saying, amen, in Romans 10, he was saying that if thou will confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thy heart, amen, what you believe in your heart and you say it from your mouth, amen, and it should be true. It should be true. The information that you base your belief on should come from your heart, and it should be a true statement, true confession. Yes, I believe in Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Doesn't cost you anything. Amen. But the information that you take in, amen, should be true information. And this is where the enemy fights. He fights true information. Amen. Then this is why Mark said in Mark, the 16th chapter, amen, in the 16th verse, amen, he says that he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, and he that believeth not shall be damned. So when a person believe in his heart, amen, and be baptized in water, according to Acts 2:38-37, Peter told them, amen, during the day of Pentecost, if they would believe in Jesus Christ, amen, and be baptized, amen, be baptized for the removal, for the remission. That's what water baptism is. It's a burial in water, a ceremonial burial in water. It's a repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for removal, for remission of sins, and you shall be received the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. So it's very important, amen, that you continue to walk upright and live upright, amen, according to his word, amen. You believe and accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, amen. You can be saved, but it comes from your mouth. It comes from your mouth, amen. It comes from your mouth. If you accept him, and it comes from your mouth, amen. Amen. Confession from your mouth. Amen. And you confess in your heart and you believe it, it comes from your mouth. But you must believe in your heart. And it's so important, amen, to heaven, for the record of heaven, and for you, and you feel, amen, the change in your heart and mind, amen, and you will receive that new spiritual birth. And Jesus stated that in John 3:3 about, amen, must be born again because of the fact this human nature we was born in is a sinful nature. And it has all type of areas, amen. So in order to conquer this line and these problems, you have to be born again, the inner man. But Bible study and studying the Word of God, amen, make us aware that we still live in this old shell. Amen. We still live in this old body. We still live in this old world. Amen. So in order to continue the word of God, will give us that power. He'll give us that power and that authority and that ability to know, no, we don't have to do that anymore. We don't have to say those things anymore. Amen. Then the more you give that power to the new man, amen, the greater victory you have. Amen. We thank God for you. We see we have a thank God for the studio. Amen. We're going to have to open up the studio, amen, and let those of you, amen, and all of you that are here, amen, as always, and Doctrine of Truth, we have open discussions. We won't give out, amen, your name unless you want to, but we give out your area code and your last four digits. So if you'd like to give a remark, a vision, a dream of what God has given you, amen, that might be pertaining to the subject or something that would help strengthen all of us, all of us, because Jesus said where two or three come together in his name, there he will be in the midst. There he will be. Amen. So we always honor, amen, the Holy Spirit. We always honor his name. Amen. He's a teacher, he's a guider, and he's a leader, amen, to all truth. Amen. You can press 1 on your phone. You can call 1-855-236-2252, 1-347-215-8816. Amen. You can call a friend and tell a friend that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Amen. And later on, if you want to follow up, amen, you can go to our website, www.jciministries.net. JCIMinistries.net, and we have also our associate website, www.gototheyouth.org. Gototheyouth.org. All right, we see we have a caller. Amen. Area code 954. The last four digits, 4427. God bless you. You're on the air.
God bless you, Bishop. Good to be on the air. As always, God bless you, Bishop. It's good to be on the air. Always great topics. And looking at this topic, you know, reminds me of, you know, when it was small and your grandparents said, you know, don't lie. Because if you lie, you'll steal. And if you steal, you'll kill. you know, the word of God tells us in Proverbs 16:16, that there's 6 things that the Lord hates. Yes, even 7 are abomination to him, a proud look and a lying tongue. So God hates a lying tongue. He said that a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. And that he should not expect anything from the Lord. You know, the world, when we listen to the world will tell us that, you know, they are little lies and big lies. And the world say that they are little white lies or they are justifiable lies. There are different degrees of lies. But God said he hates a lying spirit. And he hates lying.
Yeah.
And when we as believers of Christ Jesus, we are called to righteousness. As a believer, you're called to righteousness. You to have nothing to do with false talking or any type of lying spirit. You learn when you become a believer, all lies are lies. And it's distasteful for God, for his people to participate in lying. You know, grandparents used to tell me that, you know, if you don't have anything nice to say about someone, don't say anything at all. But this thing, this lying spirit, there's nothing you can do with an individual if they are lying to you. there's no way that you can communicate with them because you can't believe a thing they say. Because they lie about one thing, they lie about another. The world would have people to believe that there are lies that are justifiable depending upon the circumstances. But that's not true. And believers have to understand, if you believe one word of the gospel, then you have to believe it all. That's the way that works. So it shows you that God is true. He's the only true. Satan has always tried to just subtly change the word in God's word and just so enough to cause you to sin. That's what he did with Eve in the garden. And he's continue to do that today with believers if they're not careful. The only way that believers cannot get caught up with Satan, we have to understand, he was anointed king or the prince of the airways. Now, when Jesus encountered Satan after his 40-day fast in the wilderness, he knew that him being prince of the airways, not to get in a conversation with him, because the devil is too clever for man alone. Without the Holy Spirit, man would never be able to out-communicate the enemy. Jesus didn't try. Jesus kept saying, "Thus said the Lord," or "It is written." And so when we as believers, we have to follow Jesus' example and realize even the archangel Michael, when he came for the body of Moses, he said, and Satan challenged him. He said, well, Michael didn't argue with him. He said, "Thus said the Lord. The Lord told me to come to get the body." He wasn't going to get into a conversation with him because you have to understand and respect authority. Satan was the head praise. He was the head of praise. And the praise didn't start in heaven until he started it. Now, when he was kicked out, God took his job away from him and gave it to a lesser being mankind. And so we, in essence, we took Satan's job. And that's why he's angry with us, and that's why he's always trying to get us to twist the word of God or participate in lying or not being truthful because of the fact he knows that when God took the praise and the job away from him, he gave it to us. So this lying spirit is a very serious thing throughout the Bible. You know, all throughout the Bible, you see where people – there was grave punishment for anybody who was caught lying. As believers, we have to stick with righteousness. That's
amen. 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 It's so true. Amen. We have to stay with the word, and we have to stick with righteousness, and we have to be very careful. Amen. Quoting God's word and giving revelation on the word. But the enemy, like I said, the enemy knows, God knows, God's people know the Holy Spirit voice. We know that's one area there. You might not know too much of the scriptures. You might not know too much of about God and his depth. But you know his voice. You know the Spirit of God. You know this had to come from God because he revealed things to God, his people, through visions, through dreams. Amen. And people begin to talk about problems out of two or three mouths of others. And God's people begin to understand and feel comfortable. Amen. When the Lord revealed to them and talked to them. So that's one area. Amen. The scripture was saying if it was possible, Paul said if it was possible, the enemy could fool the very elect people. So in these last days, what Jesus spoke of, telling his disciples, amen, be not deceived. Be not deceived is more essential than we think it is. It's more important about our salvation to be careful about the information that we live in off of. We should be able to run scriptures, have someone else, two or three people, speak about in our lifetime revelations that's going to help us. So Jesus said there'll be many false teachers. So when a person said, I'm of God, that of God, then let's take it just like that. 1 John 4 and 4 say, try the spirit. Amen. See whether or not it's of God. All right. Amen. As always, we're headed out, and the lines are open to anyone else. Always, we invite, amen, all of you, wherever you might be, we are, amen, all over the World Wide Web, amen. If you'd like to give a comment, amen, you just push one on your phone. We'll gladly type you in, and our technician would put you in, and we'll just give you area code and last four digits. Again, if you want to follow up on a lot of more broadcasts, it's been going forth over the years. You can go to our website, www.jciministries.net. And you can go to www.jciministries.org. And our associate youth page, www.go2theyouth.org. Amen. Telling a lie, if it's not truthful, amen, leave it alone. And be careful what you let into your mind and meditate on it. Amen. Paul said in Philippians, the fourth chapter, whatever things are wonderful, whatever things, amen, the fourth chapter, amen, we got to be careful how we think on the scriptures, because if you keep your mind on God, he will put you in perfect peace about any type of situation. And in these last days, amen, there's so much happening, amen, and we have to be very knowing how to be skillful, because it's a spiritual warfare. It's a spiritual warfare. The enemy want to he want to put a virus in your mind. He want to put a virus in your mind. He want to put on, amen, get in your mind, amen, and get you disturbed and worried about your life. And Paul told Timothy, God has not given you the spirit of fear. Amen. He gave you love, power, and a sound mind. Amen. So Philippians 4 and 7, amen, Philippians 4 and 6, and be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. So whatever to kind of combat, if this is something falling in your spirit or mind, somebody have told you something, amen, and it worries you. And it should not worry you. It should not be, amen, upset your day. Amen. Amen. Talk to God about it. Amen. Talk to God about it. Amen. And really, then after you talk to God about it, amen, Philippians 4 and 7 says, and the peace of God, you need to call someone on the cell phone or call someone, and you need to talk to somebody about a situation. That's thank God for prayer. Thank God for prayer. We can talk to God about it. Amen. He said, then the peace of God, amen, which passes all understanding, will keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. And finally, brother, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things, amen, are pure, things are lovely, things of good report, if there be any virtue, think on these things. A liar wants to think on things that will throw you. Amen. Deception throws you. And Jesus said, be careful. in these last days about deception. About deception. Amen. Be not deceived. We're in this atmosphere of spiritual warfare of deception. Amen. We are, amen, the information about our salvation, information about God's promises. The enemy is bombarding it. Amen. Make you think God will not provide. Make you think God has left you. Make you think you're lonely. Amen. Make you think, amen, that medication is sin. Medication is not sin. There's one thing. I thank God for the Holy Ghost that reminded me to say that medication is not sin. Amen. It's not a sin to take medication. Amen. To use it. Amen. For the healing. Amen. If you study the Bible correctly, about leaves of the trees be for the healing of the nation. Amen. And Gideon says there's any balm in Gideon. Amen. Medication. Amen. Paul constantly need to be the physician. Luke and another physician. Amen. Paul was always being attended to. Amen. So medication is not a sin. The devil want to tell lies like that. He want to tell people, God, the people cannot have, amen, fun or joy because of what's happening. Amen. All right. Don't let me get too far out here. Amen. Lose our time, but I want to give you time. Amen. This is the studio time. Amen. I think we're back at 954-4427.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know, the word of the Lord is that I look over in 13 and 10, you know, Paul and Barnabas came in contact with Elymas, a sorcerer. And
uh-huh.
Paul, being filled with the Holy Spirit spoke to Paul and rebuked him and told him that, oh, full of deceit and fraud, you son of the devil, you enemy of the righteousness, you will not cease from perverting the straight ways of the Lord. This sorcerer, you were constantly spewing out false information against the Word of God. And you know, the Word of God tells us, whatever soul is lovely, whatever soul is pure, whatever soul is righteous, think on these things always. Now, what I've noticed about that, what the Lord says there, he didn't say think on these things sometime or whenever you feel it down to think on them. He say think on them always. And knowing that you're not going to feel good always. There's going to be some times you're going to be down-spirited. You be like David. There were many times David had to encourage himself. But the Lord said, to think on these things always, whatever so is lovely, whatever so is winsome and wholesome, think on these things always. And thinking on what is righteousness and pure, it's going to lift your spirit. A lot of times we got to do away with what we want to do. One of the biggest things we can do as believers is stop following ourselves. We have no idea what we do. And you got to give up following yourself and follow Christ. And the only way you can do that is stay in the Word. He'll teach you how to live in this physical body. And this is where people get a wrong misunderstanding and get caught up in the world. We are spirit beings living in an earthly suit called a human body. If we listen to the God's word, instructions, we will never falter. We will always live and have a good life because God tells us as spirits how to live in this body because there are going to be many things coming in this body. But as long as we've got ourselves focused on God's word and listening to his instructions on how to live in this body, we won't err. And the enemy will not catch us off guard because we have the truth of God's word always abiding in us. When we fall ourselves. That's when we err.
Okay. All right. We're at 561-1413. Yes, sir. Yes.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Blog Talk Land. How y'all doing?
All right.
God bless you.
Right,
I just want to elaborate on what y'all saying. It's awesome. It's a beautiful thing. Whether it's a white lie, a black lie, purple lie, green eye, it's all sin. Amen. And Lord, forgive me for any color of a lie I ever told in my life. Good God. Proverbs 14:5 says, an honest witness does not deceive, but a false witness pours out lies. My. Lord, I don't want to be in nobody's business because I'll be lying. I want to be a good witness. So one day with you in the heavenly skies, I can be flying. Amen. God bless you all.
God bless you, man of God. God bless you as always. Amen. You don't
want
to be a gossiper. Gossip is sin. Gossip is sin.
Yes,
amen.
Sir.
Amen. There's all forms of sin, all forms of lies. Amen. There's all levels. Amen. There's all levels. Amen. We thank God. Amen. Always. And we have to understand, and I think we've been hitting on it round about that when you come into Christ, you are a new creature. You are a new being. Amen. We better than Superman. I always put it. I said, Superman, go in his closet. Amen. And pull out his clothes and come out as another person. Amen. We have to, once we understand that we are spiritual, we are, if I can use this terminology, we are a little difficult than you think you are. Amen. Once you grasp on to what you are, amen, what you become, amen, and the more you're becoming of that, amen, you begin to, you have to, Jesus said, you say, Lord, Lord, and do not what I say. The more you do what God says in his word, because deception is a form, a weapon to disobey God. And disobedience will not make it to heaven. It will not make it to disobedience. Adam and Eve was evicted, and Satan, he was evicted down here on earth, and he got Adam and Eve to be evicted. He didn't hit him on the head with no kind of sickness or disease or bankruptcy, amen, or what kind of riots. Amen. He got them to disobey God. And that's one of the hidden weapons. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Amen. That deception is a form, a weapon. It's a weapon. Amen. Lying is a weapon because it was done in the Garden of Eden. Amen. And it caused men and women stop serving the Lord, caused them to stop assembling, stop worshiping. Amen. They get so busy, they get so wrapped up, amen, in earthly things, and they forget about, amen, what's who they are. Amen. That's the only way the enemy can defeat us, if he lets you forget what promises God has promised you, amen, and get you to look back at what you've been and say, well, you know, I should do this again. Amen. But that's a lie. That's a lie. All right. We're in the studio. We don't want to. Hey, this is a studio time now. Amen. You can press one on your phone. Those are just coming in. Amen. And, first time in the studio, you can push one on your phone. Amen. And our technician will put you in. I call out your area code and your last four digits. Look like we're looking at 561. Area code and 1196. 1196. God bless you.
Hey, Bishop Poole. This is Pastor Brown's wife, Tanya Hicks Brown, and I've been just enjoying listening this evening. Thank everybody for their comments. The topic is lies. You know, lies are sin, and you're talking about, you know, knowing who you are in Christ Jesus, and the only way that Satan can get us to you know, off track is if we forget who we are. Those are good things to keep in mind and to, you know, to bear in mind. But I wanted to add, you know, I was watching going along with what you're saying, I was watching Joyce Meyer the other morning. I happened to turn it on. I haven't watched Christian TV in a good little while in the morning, but because that used to be a routine of mine, just turn it on in the morning as I dress, just, you know, so I can hear something, you know, as I'm walking out the door. But I heard her talk about how she refused to do something that was unethical one time. I don't know whether it involved telling a lie to a customer or something along those lines that was unethical. So she says she, you know, thought about it for a while, but she had to go to her boss and say, look, I just can't do it. You know, she went on to say that any profession that you feel like you have to lie in order to be a part of that profession, maybe you don't even need to be in that profession. You know, she went on to say how she was able to move from whatever her position was up to being over almost the top of the company, you know. And she didn't necessarily have the qualifications to do all that, but God lifted her up because of her obedience and because of her taking a stand for the Lord and being ethical, you know, not lying, not giving in to what Satan wanted her to do, which is to go along with the boss and just, you know, cave in and say, okay, well, I'll do it, you know. But I think that that goes right along with what you're talking about, knowing who you are in Christ and standing up, being bold, you know, and just taking a stand, saying, you know, no matter what, you know, I'm going to do what God would have me to do. I'm not going to cave in to fear, like you talked about earlier, you know.
Right.
You know, a lot of news reports circulating right now, and everybody, I won't say everybody, but many people going into a panic, don't know what to expect, you know. And, you know, Psalm 91 didn't change, you know. God's word hasn't changed.
All right.
You know, we can dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and he will keep us under his wings of protection. And we don't have to be afraid of the pestilence that walks in the noonday. So I just wanted to just thank God, you know, for the blog talk broadcast this evening and for all the things that you shared with us and others have shared.
All right. All right. God bless you. God bless you as well. Amen. Iron sharpening iron. Amen. We encourage one another, Proverbs 27 and 17. Amen. To be, amen. We, Paul, it says that told Timothy, amen, a young man of God, God has not given you the spirit, and it's a spirit. Lying is a spirit. There's a lying spirit out there. Amen. And it using men and women to bring false information. It's false information and designed to, amen, to get you to disobey God and lose your salvation, to walk in the negative instead of in the positive. Keep your mind on him. Keep your mind in God's scriptures. Keep your mind on what God says, because it's not going to change. It's not going to change. And if something constantly nagging at you, amen, to do it, amen, you can prove it out by God's word, and you can prove it out, amen. If it's in you, if it's of God, amen, you can flush it out by God's word and meditating on God's word. Like Philippians say, whatever's Philippians 4:4, and say, think on things that is positive. Think on a situation. Say, okay, because it put God's word. It put Jesus and the church and the Holy Ghost. Amen. It's not on you anymore. See, we're not our own anymore. Amen. So you want to put God's promises. This thing come up and say, well, Lord, you know, I'm going to give this to you. And I'm going to keep my mind on you. And you bigger than I am. And I'm going to, this situation is yours. Amen. That's through prayer and meditation, talking to him. And that should take the stress off of you. Amen. Until you prove it out, you work at it. Amen. And because the Holy Spirit, he does work on your conscience about righteous things. And he does work on you, have you be cautious about ungodly things. Amen. But when that spirit constantly nag, you can't sleep, you can't walk, amen. You prove it out, you pray it out, give it to God, amen, and read his word, meditate on it, and you just have to let it go until the morning. Ask God to protect you. Not if, like you say, his word will not come back void. So in these last days, in these days' time now, that many are losing finances in a way. They're losing their job, their homes, things are shutting down. Maybe they're worried about no insurance. Whatever it is, God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Amen. He will not lie to us. Amen. Environments can change. People can change. Amen. Even your circumstances might change. But when you lean and depend on him, he's not going to change us. He's not going to change. All right, we'll take one more comment, and then we're going to go into prayer. Amen. You can press 1 on your phone. Our technician will put you in, and we will give you every code and last 4 digits. All right, 954-4427.
Amen, Bishop. You know, Bishop, one of the things as believers we got to be cautious about is how Satan will get us to entertain little small lies without realizing we're doing it. And that is that when we say, we tell the person, I'm going to be praying for you or I'm going to call you, that's a subtle way of Satan to get us into telling lies, mm-hmm. and it'll slowly build up over time. So that's a small thing that we're not conscious of, but we got to make sure. If you say you're going to pray for someone, the moment you walk away from them, pray as you're walking away or as soon as you get in your car, but you don't let Satan slip little lies into your voice, into your mouth like that.
Amen. Very good. If you're going to pick me up, pick me up. Don't say, oh, I forgot. I know. You know I wasn't coming around to pick you up or things like that. Very good. Very good. All right, man of God, lead us in a short prayer. Amen. We're going to try to get 2 more prayers in. Go right ahead.
In the name of Jesus, we submit to godly wisdom that we might learn to control our tongue. Father God, in the name of Christ Jesus, we are the righteousness of God. And we can boldly say that our words that we speak and that we speak are power, full of power of God. And we will speak words of love, words of life to everyone that we come in contact with and to ourselves. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
All right. One more short prayer. All right. 561-1196. 1196, go right ahead. 561. All right. Father, we thank you right now, oh God, for what you've done. We thank you, Lord, for the. All right. 561-1413.
Praise the Lord, Father, we thank you for a beautiful blog talk. We thank you for the brothers and all the sisters that's involved. We ask that you bless us with good and godly plenty in this 2020. Let us be able to ride your godly skies and do not get caught up in the deceitful lies. Amen.
God bless you. We love you all. God bless you. Until next time. Amen. Jesus love you. Thank you.